producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Another world, another time, the age of Renaissance,
another time,
in the age of wonder.
If we had the people like Francis Bacon in charge now, we'd be on Mars.
The
life extension would already be in our hands.
His life was green and good.
Humans would already be at the next level.
Correct. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
But we'll run this blockade of Dark Agers. Lord Monckton, I want to take a call or two in closing, but other key points you want to add, what's coming up at this conference. You helped get the secret documents 5 years ago in Copenhagen, blow their plan for massive taxes on the third world worldwide. Will this conference be successful? What do we do as boffins to make sure this Death Star blows up?
Here's the thing. This conference will declare success. It will go into an extra day. This is part of the stage management that every single conference follows. They'll come out bleary-eyed with their ties around their ears and stubble on their chin and announce victory. But actually, it'll be just like all the others. They will always want more. They want to keep this process going because there are actually four conferences every year. There's only one big one where the heads of state come, but there are actually four conferences every year and a lot of in-between meetings. They travel all over the globe at our expense. And there's no way that this is going to stop while we continue to pay them to do this. So I think what we've got to do is to start prosecuting one or two of the fraudsters, put them away, and lock them away for 10 years for fraud, and the rest will run for cover and the scare will collapse quite quickly, and then these conferences will stop. The UN, meanwhile, is beginning to use the IPCC structure as a way of setting up other global bodies on different areas of the environment to tie in with their Agenda 21 and their Agenda 2030 program. And that is also being peddled very hard at this conference and is largely being supported by governments who haven't realized that this is going to affect directly not only their sovereignty over their nations. They don't mind that too much because they see themselves as part of the global government rather than part of a national government. But it's also going to start affecting their individual property rights. That's where this is headed. Already in places like Australia, where Agenda 21 has been adopted by several left-wing councils, property rights have been virtually extinguished. The same in New Zealand. It's beginning to happen in the UK and in the United States, where left-wing councils are doing deals privately with the UN round the back of their national governments. This is another one that's going to have to be watched very carefully over the next few years. But no, I think from here on, this is the dirty high tide mark in the bath of the dirty water of socialist climate change nonsense. What is going to happen is we've now pulled the plug on this. The bath is running out, and the Paris conference will be recognized as the high tide mark. This is as far as
incredible.
They've gone. From here on in, it's all going to collapse around them.
And by the way, Lord Monckton, you've been on my show for 15 years. You've been here for 15 years. You have never been this positive, so I know you're not just saying this. You're the leading mind against these people and their eugenicists. Program. You're saying this is the beginning of the end, that we have reached a high mark. This is amazing.
From here on, we, the lovers of freedom, are going to organize in the same way that they have organized. We're beginning that at this conference here. There is going to be a new international party of freedom, which is going to stand up for all the ideals that you and I hold dear, free market, libertarian thinking, the vision of your founding fathers. We want to globalize that vision and take on the totalitarians head on and say to them, enough is enough. Freedom is the way forward for the world. Without freedom, there can be no advance. We merely slip back into the Dark Ages. We've been there before. We don't want to go there again. And we are now going to win this because of the strategic mistake they made in tying their totalitarian world government ambitions to the nonsense that was global warming. And I say was because there's now going to be virtually none.
Now they say it's change. Yeah, just any change. Now any change is an excuse for them. Lord Monckton, Godspeed, silenceandpublicpolicy.org, reporting from France. We'll be tracking everything you do at InfoWars.com. We salute you for your stand for human liberty and renaissance. God bless you, Lord Monckton.
God bless you. God bless America. Let's speak next week and wrap up for the conference.
Absolutely, sir. You bet. All right, folks. Coming up, Joe Biggs from the Caliphate Training Center. Stay with us.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving ID Stronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this fourth hour. We're going to be talking to Joe Biggs. We're still trying to connect with him. He's on the road right now, filing reports about different areas in the country that have seen massive Islamic immigration. And as we're looking at this, I just saw this story today about out of France, where the police are telling Jewish people not to celebrate Hanukkah in public. Don't light any candles anywhere because we can't keep you safe. Now, that is nothing but an admission that they have lost control to the Islamic terrorists in their midst. They can't protect Jews. They can't protect Christians. Make sure you don't do any overt celebration about your religion, because we have imported an intolerant minority in this country that will kill you out of their intolerance. And not only intolerant, they will kill you out of that intolerance. But before we go to Joe, I want to let you know that today, Sandy Berger, former National Security Advisor to Bill Clinton, died. Now, does that name sound familiar to you? My children probably won't remember the name. They remember him as Sandy Burglar. That's the way I always referred to him in our household. He was the National Security Advisor under Bill Clinton. And in 2004, as they were putting together the 9/11 commission, he was Clinton's representative. And at that point, he did something incredibly strange. What he did was he went to the National Archives. He started going multiple days to the National Archives. He would fold documents into his clothes. He would sneak them out of the archive building. He would stash them under a construction trailer nearby until he could return, retrieve them, and then later he would cut them up. He was eventually caught in his theft of secure documents. This is a guy, remember, he was National Security Advisor. He knows what the protocols are. He went to this area very deliberately looking for documents that would be incriminating to the Clintons, things showing their connection with al-Qaeda in America, things that would be related to 9/11 and previous attacks by al-Qaeda in America that he knew that the Clintons knew. Now, what happened to him? Well, you know, he was eventually convicted of a misdemeanor charge, and he had of unauthorized removal and retention of classified material. No prison time, no loss of his bar license, and I'm reading this from Real Clear Politics. And as they point out, there was nothing about his actions that was accidental. There was nothing about his actions that was casual. And there was nothing about his actions that was normal. And so they ask, you know, when you've got somebody who is a big-time lawyer in Washington, very well-connected, he's been the National Security Advisor for Bill Clinton. He's Bill Clinton's representative to the 9/11 Commission. He would risk his entire past, present, and future in order to destroy these documents. So what could have been important enough for somebody of his stature to risk disgrace, disbarment, and prison? Ask yourself, what was he trying to cover up that the Clintons knew about 9/11? And then ask yourself this about Hillary Clinton. Why would she think that she could set up a private server? Why would she think she would need to do that? Why do you think she could get away? She would think that she could get away with this, as she so far has. Why would you think that Hillary Clinton could lie about this and not face prosecution? Well, because that's how it's been done, through the Bill Clinton administration, through people like Sandy Bergler, who, as I pointed out today, just died. That's why we're bringing up his memory again. But it really does tie into Hillary Clinton. And understand this, you know, his response to this, well, you know what? I made a mistake. Maybe he should just come out like Hillary Clinton and said, what difference does it make? All the people are already dead in the towers, you know? We don't really need to know what happened there. We don't need to have an investigation. What difference does it make? It's done. It's finished. He could have said that. Instead, he said, mistakes were made. Not that he did anything wrong. Mistakes were made. Okay, that's the issue. They also said, no, he only took out copies. Now, why would you do that? Why would you only go in and take out copies? They later found out that he had been given access to original documents. He had been given access to uninventoried original documents. You understand that? He knew that he could get these documents out. I'm sure he had the assistance of others as well. He kept claiming that he was going to take bathroom breaks and so forth and so on. He's stuffing this stuff down his pants, into his clothes, destroying the documents, destroying original, uninventoried national security documents that might have come to light during the 9/11 Commission. Of course, we have 28 pages that we're still not allowed to know what's going on with those pages. Also today, we had an interview on the Nightly News when I did it on Monday night, interviewed a documentary filmmaker, J.D. King, and the next day, YouTube suspended his account. Now, it's interesting because he's a documentary filmmaker who's already done two full-length documentaries about climate change, about human intervention in the environment. One of them was Crying Wolf. It was about the reintroduction of predatory wolves into Yellowstone. He lives in the Montana area. And how they were destroying the economy of Montana with Agenda 21, with a Bureau of Land Management, with the Fish and Wildlife people, with their regulations. Essentially, destroying the economy there, making people have to leave the area. And he also had another documentary called Blue. We were talking to him about a documentary that was about polar bear populations and the fact that this icon of global warming is a total lie. And so if you want to see that interview, if you want to see the trailer for the film that he is trying to get money to raise for this documentary right now, if you want to see that, you can still see it on our YouTube channel, That video is called Destroying the Icon of Global Warming. Again, Destroying the Icon of Global Warming, or you can watch the nightly news from Monday night and see it in either of those places. Our interview with J.D. King, who evidently his content was too hot for YouTube. Actually, it had been on YouTube for quite a while. It was only after he had the interview with us that they took him down. So I think they're very afraid of this this documentary that he would do, pointing out the polar bears, among other things. There were 5,000 polar bears when Al Gore was born, he points out in his trailer. Today there's 25,000 polar bears. And as we pointed out, NOAA says that the polar ice cap is growing. And remember, Al Gore told us that it was going to have disappeared a couple of years ago.
David, I know you're about to go to Joe Biggs here. Yeah. And I meant to cover it at the end of my show, and I did. I dropped the ball. San Bernardino, 20 shot. It's been going on for about 20 minutes or so. About 5 minutes till I ended, it came out. So we'll be covering that also with Joe Biggs coming up and you. But it's some kind of mentally disabled center. Three different shooters. That might be jihadis. They'll blame right-wingers, even if it's a guy in a dress like Planned Parenthood. But let's pray for those out there and hope there's a summation of the violence. I know you're about to go to Joe Biggs. I'll quit bugging you. Yeah. I want to let you know that's happening. Prompter Free News.
Great. Yes, I hadn't seen that. And we do have Joe Biggs on the line right now. So let's go to Joe Biggs, who is on the road. Joe.
Roger that. Yeah, I've been following this story since it broke earlier in San Bernardino. There are 12 dead at this point in time and 20-plus people injured as well. So they have SWAT teams out there. They are clearing through. And I thought it was kind of interesting. You know, they said the shooting location's around the corner from a Planned Parenthood, like they're trying to connect the fact that this is the exact same thing. And there's also reports that one of the guys' names that they're looking for is a Muslim-type name. So I don't know the direction of this story yet. It's just now happening. It's only been going on for, you know, maybe 40 minutes or so. So we'll be following that closely. But right now we are in upstate New York. We went to the Islamburg right outside of Hancock in an area called Deposit. And I went out there and was able to go up to the compound and speak to some of the guys up there. They have a gate guard. And as soon as we approached, the guy jumped out of his vehicle, came up to us, said we had to request permission to go on their compound. And they passed my name up through one of their media liaisons. So I'm supposed to be getting a call back tonight or tomorrow as to whether or not I can go in there and film. But as soon as I pulled up, more vehicles came up. People got out. Were kind of curious as to why I was there. You know, just a few days ago, the guy, his name's John Reitzheimer. He was the guy who orchestrated the Draw the Prophet rally in Phoenix, Arizona, that I covered a few months back. He apparently made a video on YouTube threatening to go to Islamburg in upstate New York and shoot those guys because they called him an American Taliban. So the people there are on high alert. We actually spoke to the sheriff of Deposit, which is at the bottom of the valley down there, right where that compound is. And it's a very eerie area, very mountainous, low fog, cloudy, rainy, cool outside. That compound's up on a hill, and it's a really large area. It looks like some normal houses in that area. But they're very secretive. You know, we talked to the sheriff. He described them as militant. We actually have footage from inside the sheriff's department. We're going to put that video out later when we have the opportunity to do so due to the Internet not being so good here.
Tell us what Islamburg is.
Now, Islamburg was founded in, let me see, I have the paperwork right here, in 1982 by a group called Muslims of America. Now, Muslims of America was founded by Mubarak Ali Jilani. And he is part of the terrorist organization known as Al-Fukra. Now, Al-Fukra is not considered a terrorist organization by the White House, but the State Department has deemed them a terror group. So I think that's kind of odd that you've got one saying it is, one saying it isn't. Now, he is basically a Pakistani cleric who testifies to the holiness of a shrine where miracles allegedly prove his supernatural powers. And he also thinks that terrorism is caused by genies. So this is definitely a mentally ill.
Terrorism is called by what? Caused by
genies.
What? Genies.
Yes.
As in,
it's not because of radical Islam or anything like that at all. It's okay. Because of genies and the gypsies.
Don't rub any lamps, folks, because we don't want any more terrorism, okay?
Now, I have some paperwork right here. It says Al-Fukra was behind many assassinations and bombings between 1979 and the early 1990s. His biggest plot aimed to kill 4,500 Indians in Toronto during the festival of light. So they've been connected to a lot of things, and yet this compound is allowed to be running and open, and yet nothing is done by it. You know, you ask, we talk to the people, the locals there. It's very mysterious. A lot of people aren't allowed to go in there. They handle everything internally, and they believe in Sharia law, and the sheriff even said that that's what they use to govern their compound.
Hang on, Joe. We're going to come right back to Joe Biggs. He's at Islamburg. We'll tell you more about that when we come back. We'll be right back.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
My fellow patriots, one of the things I'm most proud of is the fact that the InfoWars operation reaches more than 20 million people a week worldwide with the message of liberty, and none of it is funded by major global corporations or by taxpayers. It's funded by free will, listeners and viewers like you who decide to visit InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of some of the most high-quality, revolutionary products available today. And now, until December 18th, 2015, we are extending free shipping on top of huge discounts on cutting-edge nutraceuticals, high-quality non-GMO heirloom seeds, top-of-the-line water filtration systems that remove glyphosates, fluoride, and more. And the list of specials goes on and on. Some discounts are as high as 50% at InfoWarsStore.com on top of free shipping through December 18th at InfoWarsStore and InfoWarsLife.com. And remember, InfoWars is the operation that you built.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving ID Stronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection. IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to our reporter Joe Biggs, who is on the ground in Islamburg. We're going to tell you more about that in just a moment. Before I go back to Joe, I want you to know about the specials that we are continuing, and as they are expiring, remember last week we put on specials one day a week. This week, these specials are coming off each day. The one that is expiring today is 33% off DNA Force and 30% off Secret 12 Vitamin B12. And, of course, that's going to end tonight at midnight. We also have unprecedented sales on some other items, $9.95 for Silver Bullet, 30% off X2 Nascent Iodine, 30% off Brain Force, 20% off InfoWars Select Storable Food. All those will still be on after tonight, but these are falling off each day. One of these items will drop off, just as we had one drop off yesterday. And again, remember, you can get free shipping between now and I think it is December 18th. I think it's just before we can not guarantee that you're going to get it by Christmas time. So again, we've got one special that's ending today, 33% off DNA Force, 30% off Secret 12 Vitamin B12. Check that out at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, the specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Going back to Joe Biggs. Joe, there was a report, and I mentioned it earlier in the broadcast, about Paris police telling Jews not to light Hanukkah candles in public spaces. There was a tweet that was sent out that said, Paris police order us to cancel most of our public Hanukkah candle lighting in the city in light of terror attacks and fear of additional attacks. Efforts are underway to approve a candle lighting at the foot of the Eiffel Tower. Joe, that's an admission that they've lost control in Paris, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the moment you stop doing the normal things that you would normally do, practicing your religion, day-to-day activities, that's when the terrorists win. That's what they want.
Yeah.
They want to disrupt your day-to-day life. And the fact that the French government's going to come out and do this, the fact that they extended this whole martial law state for 3 months, not allowing people to congregate, not allowing people to be outside like that in large numbers, you know, giving the police the ability to go door-to-door without a warrant. You know, today in France, they just closed down 3 mosques, you know, so there's a lot of stuff going on, and it's people think it's happening over there, but it's got a very good chance of happening here in the States. You know, the way that Molenbeek in Belgium has been completely taken over, and it is essentially the jihad capital of the world, that kind of stuff can happen here. And, you know,
and what you see when you went to Molenbeek, you saw the intolerance of people. They're telling you, you don't have any place here. Get out of here. And that's what we see is bringing in people by the millions into Western civilization in the name of tolerance. And we must not say anything bad about bringing these people in. And yet they're going to establish the most intolerant society. We have never seen anything like this anywhere in our lifetime or many of our ancestors for multiple generations. We've never seen this kind of intolerance in the West. And it's an intolerance that not only extends to penalties and anger and harsh words, they will kill you out of their intolerance as well.
Well, exactly. Just like reporter Daniel Pearl. Daniel Pearl was actually investigating the guy who put these numerous compounds up in America that Mubarak Ali Jolani, part of Al-Fukra, helped start and fund here in America. Daniel Pearl actually went to Pakistan to go speak with his cleric and was abducted and then essentially murdered. And they believe that Jolani had a lot to do with that. Now, I was going to show you guys this. Inside the compound, they make their own papers called the Islamic Post. And we found a very interesting article in here because it's titled, hold on a second, I got to go through this.
And the Islamberg, that is a private compound. It's not an incorporated city or anything like that, right?
Yes, it's a private compound. Now, it says right here, fear Sharia is coming to America, ? Too late, it's already here. Now, when I spoke with the sheriff of Deposit here in New York, the guy said that they govern themselves within this compound. So we said, essentially, if it gets to a point where they call the police, they will ask the police to come on and help them. But it doesn't happen. They're very secretive. And he said, whatever happens, whatever kind of violence, killing, murder, whatever it may be that happens there, they deal with it internally. So my next question to the sheriff was, is that basically Sharia law running their compound? And he said, yes, it is. And he talked about how they wear military clothing, garbs, and they also are a militant group of people.
Yeah,
so the fact that it is so secretive and that we can't get in there and find out what's going on.
Yeah, the fact that there's Sharia law, as we've seen in the community in Michigan, where they say within 500 feet of a mosque, you can't have any alcohol. And so that's changing everything about that small town. That is Sharia law de facto. It's not de jure. They didn't declare it. They didn't say, we're erecting Sharia law. No, instead, what they do is they implement the different aspects of it whenever they get a majority in any area. We see the intolerance come out at that point.
Yeah, they were trying to compare it in the article, the Sharia law, to our U.S. Constitution. I mean, there's definitely some interesting stuff in this paper.
All right, we're going to have more reports from Joe Biggs as they continue to travel. Thank you, Joe. In the next segment, we're going to have a replay of the interview that Alex Jones had earlier today with Donald Trump. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
About a month ago in studio, only does an interview every 3-4 years, and I thought that got me excited. But I'm telling you, Donald Trump is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, for the next 30 minutes or so. And obviously, he is a maverick. He's an original. He tells it like it is. Doesn't read off a teleprompter. Neither do I. He's self-made. This whole media operation that reaches 20 million people a week worldwide, conservatively self-made. That's why I'm so excited. And he joins us from Trump Tower in New York City. He is the leading 2016 Republican presidential contender. Donald Trump, again, joins us. And I've got so many questions. But first off, Donald, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alex. Great to be with you.
I've got so many questions, but you are vindicated. This has got to be the 50th time in the last 6 months on the radical Muslims celebrating, not just in New Jersey, but New York, Palestine, all over. What do you have to say? They're still attacking you, though. We've got Dan Rather on video. We've got New York Post. We've got Washington Post. We've got, what's going on here?
Well, I took a lot of heat, and I was very strong on it, and I held my line, and then all of a sudden, hundreds of people were calling up my office. I was the other day in Sarasota, Florida, and people are in line, and we had 12,000 people, which is fantastic. And the people were saying, many of the people from New Jersey, four or five people said, Mr. Trump, I saw it myself. I was there. They talked about Patterson, but they said, I saw it myself, Mr. Trump. I was there. So many people have called in, and on Twitter, at Real Donald Trump, they're all tweeting. So I knew it happened, and I held my line, and people wanted me to apologize, and we can't do that. People like you and I can't do that so easily. Now, we can do it if we're wrong, Alex. You apologize. I'd apologize if I was wrong. But they were celebrating, and they were celebrating the fall of the World Trade Center. I think that's disgraceful.
It is. And that same week you were reporting on that fact, we had two different international football games, soccer games, with the Turkish fans and others during the moment of silence for the dead people in Paris chanting Allah Akbar and booing. So did that not happen too?
Well, that happened and everybody saw it. That was a week ago and the players were out on the field and they couldn't believe it. They were embarrassed. They didn't know what to do. The coach and the managers, they all apologized, but it happened. Look, we have to deal with reality. And, it all started because I said we need surveillance. We need proper surveillance. We have people that truly are evil and they're coming from someplace and sort of where they're coming from, at least the vicinity. And I said, we need proper surveillance, whether it's a mosque or any place else. We have to be surveilled and we have to see what's coming at us because we're not going to have a country anymore. Between the weak borders that we have, the pathetic and weak borders where politicians are afraid to do anything about it, between all of what's happening with radical, you look at what's going on. You have a president that doesn't even want to talk about, the radical Muslim stuff. He doesn't want to mention the word. He doesn't want to say it. But you look at what's happening where we have a president that's over there celebrating global warming and trying to get everybody excited about global warming, like that's our number one problem. He considers that to be our number one problem. And our number one problem is what's going on where they want to blow up our cities and they want to blow up our country. That's our number one problem.
And then our number two problem is crippled America, your number one New York Times bestseller. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes, but let's continue with the number one problem, and I agree with you. It's now in mainstream news, Associated Press, and others are reporting that it's a secret deal with Turkey, with the Germans, with Merkel, the admitted socialist, to bring in millions of radical Islamists. They admit almost all of them are Sunni. They basically invaded Syria. They're getting their butt kicked by the Russians, so now they want to flee up to the north into Turkey. You said months ago, bomb the oil of ISIS, and the mainstream media laughed because you said the sky was blue again. Now the Pentagon says that's the right thing to do. And now you've come out saying, quote, it looks like that Turkey's on the side of ISIS, close quote. Well, that the next day the Russians released satellite photos documenting that there are literally thousands of trucks coming up to the border at these huge terminals connected to Irgun, the president's son, making billions of dollars total off of this. Again, you're in trouble for saying the sky is blue.
Well, I was right about that. I was right in saying in a book that I wrote, you covered it really nicely, I appreciate it, but I wrote a very political book years ago in the year 2000, The America We Deserve, and I said in that book that we better be careful with this guy named Osama bin Laden. I mean, I really study this stuff. I really find it very interesting, and even though I'm a businessman, I've always have been involved in politics. I said, we better be careful with Osama bin Laden. There's a guy named Osama bin Laden. Nobody really knew who he was, but he was nasty. He was saying really nasty things about our country and what he wants to do to it. And I wrote in the book, 2000, 2 years before the World Trade Center came down, I talked about Osama bin Laden. You better take him out. I said, he's going to crawl under a rock. You better take him out. And now people are seeing that. They're saying, Trump predicted Osama bin Laden, which actually is true. And then 2 years later, a year and a half later, he knocked down the World Trade Center. And I talked about terrorism and that. That was before terrorism as we know it today. I said, we better be careful. That's going to happen. It's going to be a big thing. And it certainly is a big thing. So with the oil, and I'm glad you brought it up, but as you know, for 3 years, I've been saying you better take out the oil because if you don't take the oil, it's going to be a problem. So we shouldn't have been in Iraq. But once we got there, the way we came out was horrible. And I said, take the oil. Then we didn't take the oil. So ISIS got the oil. And as you know, Iran is getting the oil because Iran is going to take over all of Iraq. You know, we made one of the worst deals in the history of our world when we gave them $150 billion and virtually we gave them keys to nuclear weapons.
Mr. Trump, I hate to interrupt you. You are the leading presidential front runner with the Republicans gaining a huge lead as you don't back down. But I've got to just back you up again, because the more I research what you've actually said and done, it's amazing. You were the only leading American figure who openly said, do not go to war in Iraq. They had almost, 90% votes in Congress for it, bipartisan. You said, don't do it. Iran will take over. Look, you can say that today, and everybody can say that, but you said that in 2001, 2002, 2003, when it was very unpopular because you've done your research and had good advisors. How did you know that when almost no one else did?
Well, first of all, I'm the most militaristic person there is. I'm going to build the military. If I win, I'm going to make our military so strong, so powerful that nobody's going to mess with us. We're going to take care of our vets and all of that. But I have to tell you, you have to know if you're going to go to war, you have to do it properly and you have to know what to do. I viewed it as this. Iran and Iraq were the same in terms of strength. And they'd constantly fighting. That's all they do is they fight, right? They go to war all the time and they'd move 10 feet left, 10 feet right, 10 feet left, then they'd rest. And then it started again 4 years later. This has been going on for forever. And this is the way it is. I said, if you take out Iran or if you take out Iraq, either one, you're going to destabilize the Middle East. Well, we took out Iraq. And by the way, Iraq has the second largest oil reserves in the world. People don't even know that. So we gave incredible. We took out Iraq. I said, you're going to destabilize. Well, and I said, and you'll know this and you know this, and I appreciate what you just said. Then Iran is going to come in and Iran is going to take over Iraq. And they're just taking it over right now. As we speak, they're taking it over. Iran is running Iraq and very soon will be virtually going to be totally running Iraq, especially after all of the deal we just made, which is the worst. So I said, keep the oil. And I said, if you're going to leave, you shouldn't have gone in, but they should have left soldiers behind, 20,000 or a certain number of soldiers. But if you're going to leave, take the oil. And I've said it. Then they left. They didn't take the oil. So ISIS got the oil. Iran is getting the oil. Everybody's getting everything but us. So we lost thousands of soldiers. We spent $2 trillion in Iraq. We have wounded warriors who I love all over the place. And what do we get out of it, Alex? We had nothing. We had nothing.
No, the French and the Germans are getting the oil and the Iranians are getting the oil.
And you know who the number one customer for the oil is? Guess what? China.
That's right.
How smart is China? They outsmart us on every level militarily. They outsmart us on trade. We're losing. We have a $450 billion trade deficit with China.
Let me ask you this. You're a top business guy, on your own from nothing. How did China get 97% of rare earth minerals in the world? How is the United States or nobody else even trying to get rare earth minerals when it's what goes in the smartphones, the computers? Trillions is made a year. How did we just give them the global market in that? That's crazy.
Well, what a lot of people don't know, Afghanistan. Now, Afghanistan's a place we can go in because, you have Pakistan and you have nuclear weapons, a lot of things going on there. But we go into Afghanistan, we're fighting, tremendous mountains and ridges. We're fighting on one side, and you know who's got their excavators on the other side? China, taking out all the minerals. Afghanistan, nobody knew this. Afghanistan is rich with minerals, not oil, but minerals.
Lithium, everything.
And China is taking out all the minerals. And here we are fighting. We have trillions. We have $1 trillion in Afghanistan. And we get nothing out of it. And we're going to end up leaving and keeping a couple of thousand soldiers there and this and that. We get nothing. China is taking out the minerals. They're the buyers, the big buyers at very, very low prices of, as you know, of the oil in Iraq and probably in Syria. But China is a big buyer of the oil. But one thing with the oil, it's sort of because you've covered it. For 3 years, I've been saying hit the oil because ISIS is getting strong and they're no JV, as the president said, and they're certainly not contained. But I said hit the oil and hit them hard. And they laughed at me and they would put generals on television saying, no, that strategy wouldn't work. Well, after Paris, they started hitting the oil and it does work. The problem is we've given them a 2 year edge. They have billions of dollars.
The Russians started hitting the oil for 1 month and ISIS is already rolling over. So Putin is following your strategy. Vladimir Putin well.
We should have done it 2 years ago, Alex. That's the only problem.
Trump joins us live. Can you speak to, as president, what your relationship would be with foreign leaders and what you know about Vladimir Putin? Because all I know is, why are we starting a fight with Russia when they're not doing anything to us?
Right. Well, number one, and just to finish on the oil, by the way, I say hit the oil, but we should keep the oil. In other words, we should keep. We'll get ExxonMobil. They'll go in. We'll get other of our oil companies. We'll get some of the great oil companies. We bid it out. We should keep the oil. You know, in the old days, to the victor belong the spoils, right? We don't have that. We go in, we fight a war, and we leave. We get nothing, except we get debt and we get deficit. That's all we get. I think I get along great with people. I mean, I will probably get along well with him, and if I don't, somebody else will, and who knows? You know, he's a difficult cookie. He's tough and he's smart. I was on the show 60 Minutes with him recently, not together. I mean, they did him and they profiled me at the same show, which was that we were stablemates, right? But I think I'd get along very well with him. I think it'd do fine. Look, here's the thing. We lose with every country, and yet we don't get along with any countries. China is killing us. Everybody's killing us. China's just beating us to a pulp on trade. Japan, Mexico is killing us, and yet we don't get along with anybody. With me, they're not going to get so rich. Believe me, they're not going to get so rich at all. We're going to take back our jobs. We're going to take back our manufacturing. We take back our base. But they'll like us more than they do now. Sort of amazing.
Well, Donald Trump, let me say this. My audience, I'd say 90% supports you. Okay. Right. And you definitely have shown your knowledge of geopolitical systems. Hillary and others have been demonizing you for saying radical Muslims celebrated on 9/11, but she got caught a few years ago claiming that she got shot at in Bosnia, in the air, on the ground. They have video of it all. None of it happened. She admits she lied. If you did that, you'd be done. But you wouldn't do something like that. You don't steal glory from our veterans. But they demonize you for made-up scandals every day, trying to see what'll stick. And then you got Hillary involved in Benghazi. You've got them involved in everything. And people love you for tough talk. Is it not time for impeachment hearings against Obama? I mean, what do we do politically to really try to prosecute Hillary Clinton?
Well, you remember this. The best thing that we have going with Obama is he's got a year left, okay? Because, you know, by the time you do the hearings and everything, I don't...
So don't make him a martyr.
In a way, you'll make him a martyr. But I don't even say that. You know, one of the things that I'm the most disappointed in Republicans, because they go to Washington, they're going to do all this stuff, they're going to impeach Obama, they're going to end Obamacare, which has to be ended. It's a disaster. I don't know if you've seen the premiums. They're going up...
It's killing everything.
By 55%. You know, it's going to implode anyway. In 2017, Obamacare blows up. It's over. I mean, it's over, and everybody knows it, and they're doing big stories. Even the ones that were for it are saying, uh-oh, this isn't working. Well, the premiums are a disaster, and if you look at anything having to do with Obamacare right now, it's over. But the problem with the Republicans is they'll try and fix it. They'll try, instead of get rid of it, and we can come up with a phenomenal plan that's much better for the people. The people are getting killed with that. So there's so many things to do, Alex. We will do such a good job. There's so many fronts. A number. We'll win on trade. We're going to strengthen our military. We're going to take care of our vets. We're going to get rid of Obamacare. We're going to do so many things. There's so many things that can be done. But we have to use our good people. You know, everybody running against me, in terms of even the Republican side, and Hillary certainly, they're all controlled by their donors and their special interests and the lobbyists, right? I'm putting up my own money. I'm funding my own campaign. Nobody's going to control me. I'm going to do what's right for you and for the American people.
Listen, I get it. I mean, you are a true maverick. I understand. You made tens of billions of dollars. You've hired tens of thousands of people. I mean, I would imagine that as you've gotten older, correct me if I'm wrong, because I know you talked about wanting to serve America decades ago. Really, all it comes down to is wanting to have a free country for your children and grandchildren. And that's where I want to come to this point next. Because I know you're smart, sir, and I know that you also, though, you don't dumb your message down, but you keep it at a mid-level so the general public and the establishment as well can get it. But let's get down to brass tacks. I routinely talk to the top generals, special forces, Pentagon currently, out of the Pentagon, CIA, as I know you do, and we'll just leave it at that. There are a lot of people in this government and also retired who don't want to destroy the country. They really know that we've reached the crossroads where the country's done as a third world nation within a few more years. Forget Donald Trump in 4 years. If this happens, we're done. I mean, we're talking about resurrecting the dead here. We could turn it around right now, as you've said properly. You're dead on, sir. You're right. We could turn it around. All the actuaries, all the numbers show it. But it's got to happen the next few years or we're done.
Right.
And
right.
There are globalists that want to have a world government, a system run by select crony capitalists using socialism at the grassroots to make people dependent. And I've talked to not just high-level folks that have been in government that are on your team, but separately high-level people in government currently that say there's an internal war going on and that you're a manifestation of that. I don't want to get anything inside baseball with you, but I already know the inside baseball.
I know now from top people that you actually are for real and you understand you're in danger and you understand what you're doing is epic. It's George Washington level. And you understand that office. So I want to tell you right now, can you speak about the war for the soul of this country that's happening right now and really tell people what's happening and commit to people that you want Ross Perot under death threats and step down when you're in the lead 2 months from the election?
Okay, so let me just tell you, Alex, as you know, I'm leading in every poll nationally, in every poll state. I'm leading in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, the SEC, Texas. I'm leading in Texas, which I love. I love Texas. You know, we were there. Mark Cuban called up. He said, do you want to use the arena? I used it. We filled it up in 3 or 4 days, 20,000 people. In Mobile, Alabama, we had 35,000 people. We had 20,000 in Oklahoma. I'm so into this. And I'm not into it. You know, I could do other things that I would enjoy doing, to be honest with you.
No, you're doing a dangerous mission. We understand that.
It's not an easy thing. But the key is make America great again. We can make America great again. But if you have to suffer through 4 more or 8 more years of what's gone on in the past and you know, what's going, it's just, we're being eaten away. It's eating away at our country. And we can make, in my opinion, we can make America greater than ever before. But we have to get going. It has to happen. We have to get going. And, you know, when you look at the vision, I said Iraq, you agreed with me on Iraq. I said hit the oil. I said a lot of things that turned out to be true, 100% true. And I'm giving credit. I'm giving credit by some people. Some people refuse to acknowledge it. You know, they refuse to say.
No, you've been absolutely on target. So what I'm asking is, though, can you speak to the crossroads we're at right now, though? Because you've talked about it. Are we at a crossroads to decide whether this country's done or whether we go to the next level?
Well, I think that if we don't get it right this time, I think this is going to be the most important election our country's ever had. I mean, you'd have to say George Washington was right there. You know, the couple of pretty important elections, right? But this is certainly in the modern era, this is the most important election our country's ever had. If we don't get it right, if we put another one of these people in, like Hillary, I mean, she's so corrupt. She is so corrupt, and she shouldn't even be allowed to run. And frankly, her greatest legacy, she was a horrible Secretary of State. If she runs, I think her greatest legacy will be that she got out of the email scandal. That's what I think. It'll be one of the greatest jobs I've ever seen of getting out of a scandal. Because General Petraeus and many others, I mean, their lives have been destroyed for doing 5% of what she did.
That's right.
So she shouldn't be allowed to run. But, you know, the recent Fox poll that just came down 2 days ago has me beating her head to head, which is very interesting and very good, and beating her soundly head to head. But we have to get it right. Our country can be absolutely, we can turn it around. But I would agree with you, if we don't get it right this time, I'm not sure if you go another 4 or 8 years with the insanity and the stupidity of these leaders, I'm not sure you're going to be able to turn it around anymore. I think it could be
over. Donald Trump, the man in the arena, his new book, we're going to talk about in a moment, is exposing the fact this country is being sabotaged by design. Specifically, I don't want to bring up detractors. And it's a question I had early on, but then I did more research, and I understand that you really do want to save this country where your children and grandchildren live. But let's expand on this. There are certain pundits out there saying you played golf with Bill Clinton. And so, you had to do business in New York, so you said nice things about Hillary. I get keeping your enemies closer when you're not, you know, in politics. I get it. I understand. I think that's what you did. But tell us specifically, and I don't think this now. I've seen it. I know you're for real. You wouldn't be saying the things you're doing. They're scared of you. The whole system's coming out against you. But promise us that you're not going to drop out at the key moment, keeping all the other Republicans out of view, and then Hillary races to the head, or Jeb Bush does, because as you know, folks are claiming you're a Clinton operative.
You know, I've never heard that. I heard it actually a few months ago, but I've hit her harder than anybody times 10, if you look at the
You have.
I was a businessman. You know, I've only been a politician for 5 months. I hate to use the term because, you know, it's all
your
talk,
statement.
No. But I've just been doing this for a very short period of time. I was establishment. You know, I was like a guy like you would say Trump is total establishment. And I was a big donor to a lot of different Republicans. But over the years, I've given to Democrats. I've given to Republicans. I've given to everybody because I had an obligation. I was a businessman. One of the magazines recently called me a world-class businessman. The truth is I did. I built an unbelievable company, tremendous assets, tremendous, not only that, iconic assets, very little debt, tremendous cash flow. It's a great company. And by the way, people now see how good when I did the filing. Everyone said, oh, he'll never file. It's almost 100 pages long, and it's an unbelievable company. So I built, which, by the way, The reason I say that, that's the kind of thinking our country needs. But I got along great with Clinton. I got along great with Harry Reid. I got along great with everybody. Because when I needed them, I didn't want to have argument. I didn't want to have somebody say, well, Clinton doesn't want it to happen.
Sure, you're not a loser. You don't get in mindless fights. You move forward with your agenda. But now you see America in trouble, and you're, hey, that's all sidelined now. Donald Trump's not working for Donald Trump. He wants to work for America.
Yeah, as a businessman, you couldn't have even functioned if you don't get along with
these
people.
No, I know. Yeah.
For example, in New York City, it's 95% Democrat. I mean, if I didn't get along with the Democrats, I wouldn't have one
building. Well, I'll tell you, I mean, you did want the vice president, you know, position has come out decades ago behind the scenes. I mean, I know you're a Republican. What about libertarianism? What's your view of libertarianism? And then I want to ask you, who's your favorite president, and who do you think your running mate might be? Folks think it's Ted Cruz.
Well, I think that libertarianism is sort of interesting. There are certain things that I really like about it, but, you know, keeping government out as much as possible. We need government for protection. We have to protect. When you look at these maniacs in the Middle East that want to destroy us, and, you know, the problem we have today, Alex, is the weaponry. If this were 100 years ago, I'd say forget about them. Let them keep fighting. They've been fighting all their lives. Let them keep fighting each other. Who cares? But the weaponry is so powerful, and they hate us so much that we have to now protect. So that's a big part of government. So there's a certain common sense to certain elements. And I do very well with the libertarians, frankly, you know, because they sort of get it and they get me. But we need bigger strength that I think the libertarians really want. And we need it. And we have to have it. We have to have it. If we don't have it, we're not going to have a country. If we don't have borders, we're not going to have a country. As far as running mates, it's too soon to say. I actually respect a couple of people that are on the stage. Some of them I have absolutely no respect for. I think they're not very good at all at what they do. You look at what's going on. But I have respect for a number of people that are on the stage with me. I have respect for a lot of people that are throughout this country, political people. I'll pick somebody I think that can really be a great vice president, who ultimately has to be a great president, because that's, 90% of that function is, if something bad happens, you got to be a good president. You have to view it from that standpoint. And my favorite president in the more or less modern era would be Ronald Reagan. I've always liked him.
Mine too.
I helped him. And by the way, he was a Democrat. A lot of people don't know.
He was.
Somewhat of a liberal Democrat, Alex, as you know. And he became a somewhat conservative, I wouldn't say the most conservative, but a somewhat conservative Republican.
But he wanted to make America great.
And he really did. He wanted to make, he had actually, let's make America great. That was his, and mine is, make America great again. So there's a little bit of a difference. But
my son, finally sold me on being a bigger supporter of yours. I mean, I liked you, love Americana, you're pure Americana, but I'm still, was research. But my 13-year-old son is really smart, has a lot of research. He watches all the debates, and he just really loves you. He is on cloud nine that you're here, Rex Jones, and it was his question, which president was your favorite? But all time, who's your favorite?
Well, all time, I'd say Ronald Reagan, shorter term, I would say, well, you look at Lincoln and you look at Washington, you have to go with, they're the classics, right, Alex? You think in terms of the great classics, you have to go with the Lincolns and the Washingtons.
I agree. One, the man's man. George Washington was a badass.
Yeah, that's what they say. I mean, that's what they say. They say he never told a lie. Let's hope that's true, okay? But George Washington was pretty good. But we had some great presidents, and we had some good presidents on the other side, too, in all fairness. But we will hopefully be right at the top of that list. We're going to make the country so strong, and we're going to make it financially secure. We can't owe $21 trillion because it's going to be that number.
That's my final question. What type of an elite wants a Cloward and Piven bankrupt the country so socialists can run in and we all get handouts? What type of an elite is that? I mean, you've been around these people. Are they mentally ill, Donald Trump?
Well, we have to make our country rich again. You know, the other day I said to a woman, she came up to Mr. Trump at a big rally where we had 14,000 people. And at the end, she just sees me and I'm signing autographs and stuff. And she said, Mr. Trump, I'm voting for you 100%. But are you, this whole concept of making it rich, it sounds so crass. I said, you know what? It might sound crass, but if we don't make our nation rich again, if we don't take back our jobs from all these other countries that are ripping us, and if we don't take back our money, and if we don't, balance up our budget, at least get it damn close and soon, we're not going to have a nation anymore.
We're a third world country. Donald Trump, I know you've got to go. 60-second break. I want to come back for just 3 minutes, talk about your book and your big rally in Virginia tonight. We'll be back in 70 seconds. Donald Trump, powerful interview.
GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.